Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and it's been a tough week for Boston sports fans. The Bruins lost 5 of their last 6 games, last night to the Washington Capitals, and on New Year's Day to the Montreal Canadiens. Fans at Gillette Stadium watched as the Habs outskated the Bruins in the NHL Winter Classic to a 5-1 victory. Oh, feel the frustration from WBZ's Felger and Maz.
You could have put 5 orange cones out there against the Canadiens. They'd have given them a better game than the Bruins did.
It was brutal.
What? A disgrace?
That was a debacle.
A debacle. A disgrace. Which one is it, Bill?
It's a hockey game. But I have to say, I wish I'd thought about that, you know, thought up that line about the 5 orange cones myself. That's pretty good.
That's good.
Cruel.
Cruel, but true.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's true. No, the Canadians would have scored 400 goals against 5 orange cones.
5 cones. And then the cones would have wondered, what did we do wrong?
That's right.
Well, I should
Coach
say.
Coach would have benched them all and put out 5 other cones.
The wishing he had come up with the 5 cones line is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Okay, so let's get back to the Winter Classic here. Why do you think the Bruins fell flat?
It's probably impolite to answer a question with a question, Meghna,
but we'll
I'm going to
anyway.
Do it anyway. Do you feel as if April is a long way away?
Yeah.
I do, too. It was 14 degrees in my car when I started in to work today, and they'll be playing hockey until April.
Okay.
So I'm not going to worry about the Bruins yet.
It's
a long, long season. If they're still losing 5 out of 6 games when we get into, say, mid-March, I'll worry because April will be just around the corner. Right now, it feels like a long way away.
Okay, this is a dose. I think this is a well-timed dose of wisdom and perspective.
I hope so. And, why else am I here?
And perhaps, okay, so perhaps the Bruins coach, Claude Julien, should feel that same sense of wisdom and perspective, because here's what he said after the game.
We just had a tough night. One of those, it's the unfortunate part is that I think we played one of our probably worst game at the worst time.
So pretty in-depth analysis.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly the kind of analysis you would expect by somebody whose hockey team had just lost 5-1, which is a very bad loss. It reminds me of the days when the old Bruins were very good. The Bruins, which had a goalkeeper named Jerry Cheevers, but even they had some dreadful nights. And one night, Cheevers led in about 8 or 10 goals, something like 11 goals. That's what it was, 11 goals.
Yeah,
as he skated off the rink at the end, fans were screaming at him and throwing things. And one guy shouted, "Cheevers, what the blankety blank blank happened out there?" And Jerry Cheevers looked up at him and he said, "Roses are red, violets are blue. They got 11, we only got 2. And they probably won the next night 6-1. Who knows?
That is the definition of grace under pressure.
Absolutely.
I have to say. Okay. Well, you know, we were talking about the in-depth analysis from the Bruins coach a little earlier. I'm going to give you a little bit more in-depth analysis, but this comes from Pat's coach, Bill Belichick, because, of course, the Pats were on the road in Miami. They also lost 20-10. And here's Belichick delivering classic, searing post-game analysis.
Okay, well, we you know, obviously didn't do enough things well enough today to win, so I thought that was a problem across the board.
What else do we say?
They don't hire him to say funny things. They hire him to coach the football team, and he's very good at coaching the football team. And, you know, yeah, they lost. And they lost in part, I think, probably because they didn't play the best players that they might have played. The playoffs come up starting this weekend, although the Patriots have the weekend off. And that's probably not a stupid thing to do.
Well,
although
just
the
ask,
one thing that I can't understand is why they let Tom Brady play quarterback behind a line that wasn't as good as it could have been. And even at its best, that line hasn't been terrifically successful lately. Seems to me if you're going to rest your best players, you rest more of your best players and don't leave Tom Brady out there to take the abuse.
And if you're going to lose, what difference does the spread make? I mean, so that actually you just sort of hit on.
You just said something that has gamblers clutching their throats and falling off their chairs all over the Commonwealth.
But this is sports, not gambling, everybody.
Football, not gambling. Oh, wait, sorry.
I know. Okay, well, let's go to one last sport if we can. Baseball, obviously not in season at the moment. moment, but we'll talk about the Hall of Fame because I understand that tonight, after a survey of some 475 baseball writers, the 2016 Hall of Fame class will be announced. So do you have any guesses on who we might see get voted in?
Well, I think you might see Ken Griffey Jr. get voted in. I'd be very surprised if that didn't happen.
I'm feeling old now because I actually remember seeing him play.
I remember seeing him play with his father.
Yeah.
It was great fun when they were very briefly on the same team together. It was kind of cool.
Was that with the Mariners?
Now you're putting me on the spot, okay. But I think it was.
Well,
Ken Griffey the first, of course, had most of his career with the Reds, but this was later on. So I think he's pretty much a shoo-in. I read an article earlier today that said nobody ever gets voted into the Hall of Fame unanimously, and that's true. Ted Williams didn't get voted in unanimously because somebody in Boston didn't like him so powerfully that he wouldn't vote for him. Willie Mays didn't get voted in unanimously either, astonishingly enough. So, who else? I don't know. We'll see. I guess we'll see when the people who vote finally decide that steroids aren't such a big issue as they have always been heretofore considered to be. And then maybe we'll see some other guys get in that are presently out.
Well, we shall see after those 475 baseball writers have their say tonight. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, every day, Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on BUR. Thanks as always, Bill.
My pleasure as always. Thank you, Meghna.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.